Hi, everybody. Today's pre-accident podcast is brought to you by Underwriters Laboratory, Worker Health and Safety. Now, they've got a new 11-module program, and the entire reason they're sponsoring the podcast is to introduce you to these modules.
So the first title we're going to release is more informational for organizations, and it's really designed to help educate the entire population related to the new view of safety. So we get into looking at how the best-in-class organizations are utilizing these techniques to drive improvement, but ultimately set up the rest of the content that will be coming online at the end of the first quarter. This first module will be available for free, and we'll announce soon when you're able to access that content as well as where. Thank you.
All this at ulworkplace.com. Now, let's listen to the podcast. Hi, everybody. It's the Pre-Accident Podcast, and I'm your host, Todd Conklin. Welcome on board. Hey, how you doing so far? Pretty good year so far. 2016 is shaping up to be another year, the one that follows 2015 and the one that's right ahead of 2017. Holy crap, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a busy time, as it should be, in the heat of the winter here in North America. And if you're someplace like New Zealand, in the heat of the summer, and you're enjoying whatever weather you have, because it's weather, you can't really control weather. Today's podcast is pretty fun. Today we're going to talk to Charles Major again. Complete different topic, though, because this topic is around a conference that's going to be held this summer. Now, this conference is called the HPRCT Conference. I won't tell you what that stands for because you'll just have to wait until the podcast. Plus, I think the name's kind of goofy. Just saying that. That's editorial. Don't want to offend anybody. But it is a great conference. So I took a lot of questions around the HOP meeting last year. People ask, how do I get in? You know, how can I get invited? And it is kind of, it's not really exclusive. It's just held to a couple companies that are trying really hard to make things happen. This meeting, the HPRCT meeting, is actually open, and available at a bunch of different levels. Now, this organization's been around a while, and they do a really good job of understanding human performance, event learning, trending, that kind of stuff. I think you'll actually like this podcast because we're going to talk a lot about this specific meeting. The entire podcast is about this meeting. And we're going to talk about, well, basically how you get involved, what it's about, and how over time the origin and need of this meeting has changed dramatically. In fact, this meeting is much different now than it was even 5 years ago. It's real different than it was 15 or 20 years ago. And that's because this new view of safety differently, is changing dramatically, and our meetings have to sort of meet that. The thing I like about the HPRCT meeting is it's very practitioner-centric. It's very applied, and there are different tracks you can follow and lots of things to do, and you leave with lots and lots of information. So without much more fanfare, let's roll right into this podcast, and I'll talk to you on the other side about what I think. So until then, this is the HPRCT conference this year, this summer, in Colorado Springs. Tell me about HPRCT. First of all, what is it? Because I never can remember what the T stands for. And then secondly, how come you're talking about it?
Well, it's a great hidden secret out there, Todd. Human performance, root cause, and trending. So the T is trending.
Can I make a comment?
Comment away.
That seems like the dumbest name ever invented by mankind. A committee had to make that name up.
You know what? I wasn't there when it happened, but I am totally with you that a committee made it up. Now, currently serving that organization, I might not say it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but it does sound like something come up by committee. And one of the things that we talk about is, okay, what we stand for is important, but to broaden the reach of that we have, you know, do we need something, you know, a little more palatable or marketable? So, I mean, that's one question we have. But, you know, this thing has been in existence for over 20 years, and it kind of came out of some of the struggles that we've talked about. In that, to make a change in an organization, yeah, I get it. You got to understand the tools and implement them, but there's a really high failure rate associated with just giving the tools out to somebody. You know, what do we need to do culturally? And then as this is really, you know, a new type science and is reaching out and combining, you know, human factors concepts and, you know, taking just culture and engagement. And it's all these things about human error and the biases that we have, not only as the guy trying to produce this thing, a product, you know, but the guy who wrote the procedure has biases. And then when we see something that we don't like as a result from the worker, we have biases. So there's all these human factors, not just human mechanical limitations, but the way humans are wired that we have to continually kind of question and learn more about. And that's, you know, it's one of the things really interesting about this field is there's still so much more one to learn. And then I think connectivity between the people who get this and are good with this, the connectivity that they offer, you know, even outside of quote human performance world, outside of quote safety kind of things. But I think this can transform organizations, relationships, union, whatever, because it's opening up people's minds and engaging them.
You're talking about this is a conference, right? I mean, that's a lot of responsibility to put on one conference. Can it do it?
Well, I'm telling you why they created the conference.
Because
you can't do this in isolation, right? So that's why these groups came together. You know, originally nuclear, DOE type organizations, when this thing was emerging and, you know, the thought leaders, the early guys who were out there, this was one of those places where they could get together and kind of share stories. Well, what's working, right? You know, Rob Fisher, who we've talked about, he was, you know, long time associated with human performance and HPRCT. So a lot of those guys who came out of that world, DOE or the nuclear field, you know, have mingled in that HPRCT world. And now as we, you know, bring in more oil and gas, more medical, those other things, is that they have an opportunity to share and broaden that knowledge with everybody. So, I mean, that's one of the things I think is really cool because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are doing great work in other industries. You know, you and Rob and, you know, a plethora of other guys that we know, but there's also a lot of people with knowledge, skills, abilities, insight, dedicated practitioners who work for a company, right? They're not human performance contractors anyway. They're not human performance vendors in any way. This is an opportunity for them not only to learn from, you know, high flyers who go all over the world, but they have thoughts, they have concepts, they're professionals. It sharpens everybody. I mean, that's what I think is really cool about this. Is it's getting everybody together from all those different viewpoints.
So describe, walk us through a conference because I think we sort of got ahead of, I got you, it's my fault. I will take the blame for this. I got you ahead of the headlights of probably the people that are listening. So we're really talking about a group that's met for 20 years and they meet for several days every year someplace and have a meeting around really the applied use of these new view ideas. I mean, if I were to expand this and make it a bit more contemporary, what this is not a theoretic discussion of the new view of safety, human performance, high reliability. This is professionals working in the field, applied users of these ideas, talking to other applied users about these ideas of how they work. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's... You did a pretty good job of summation. So, you know, as much as possible, we wouldn't want Todd Conklin to come tell us how fantastic it is. But for Todd to give us examples and for Todd to show us, you know, maybe what has failed for him in the past.
Yeah.
You know, not, hey, I read this theoretical book, and if this were possible, it would be cool, but I don't think it's possible. And, you know, as much as possible that you would bring in, you know, one of your clients, right? Because we could ask them direct questions because, you know, you aren't with their organization 24 hours a day. And if they have an organization that you or somebody else has helped move forward, then we can all learn from those guys, not only just in presentation time, but in the break times. Hey, how did you overcome this barrier? How did you overcome this task? You know, how we learn so much in the break time, not just the presentation time. And so it is a very practical gathering.
Is this meeting open for anybody?
Yeah, sure. So HPRCT.org. So if you go there, you'll see we're going to be in beautiful Colorado Springs coming up next June in Colorado Springs. So the way we run the conference is the first day we have various workshops. So we'll have one or two around human performance, one really focused on root cause, classical concepts and analysis, and, you know, trending. And, you know, trending is not anyway our largest subject, but, you know, we still look at that in a lot of ways.
What's your vision for this year's meeting? Why is it interesting? For people who've been before, I think they'll find that to be an interesting conversation. For people who haven't been before, it's totally an interesting conversation.
You know, this year, you know, we'll be there with the Air Force Academy. So, you know, we're going to have an opportunity for, you know, they have a human factors group. They're one of the few, I think, seven universities in the United States who have human factors, you know, to hear that side of the story. And we're going to have a whole lot more medical people than we have in the past. And, you know, the group of people that I meet in human performance and specifically at HPRCT, it's the most open community I've ever seen in my life.
So what population, say it again, what you're looking for, which populations are you're going to sort of focus on this conference?
You know, at the beginning, on the first days, that would be for beginning type guys. So, you know, we always have people who want to understand the basis and the tools. But we also are going to have an executive track. So, you know, there'll be executives from four or five different organizations that we've committed to so far. I'm sure we'll have more, but probably on that Wednesday track. We run from Monday through Thursday. On that Wednesday afternoon track, we'll have just an executive level group of discussion, because they face, you know, a different level of challenges and different type of challenges than our practitioners and mid-managers. So, you know, how many times you go to a conference and you hear somebody say, boy, I wish my manager was here. Boy, if my manager could only hear this. Well, like I said before, it is so important for them. I get it, to hear it, but when they hear it from somebody who's a peer somewhere else where it's actually, you know, successful and working and weaved into their culture and their structure, that makes an incredible difference. So I think it's a real opportunity for an organization, you know, to say, hey, top leaders who make this thing work because they see the value in it, not because, hey, safety is a great ideal, let's go do it. But at the end of the day, we do things because they end up making either our life a lot easier, or they make the company viable or make money. And human performance is another one of those things, right? We love saving people's lives. We love being safe, but it, all those things in it, and through the engagement, it means a tremendous payback for us. There's a lot of value here. And when somebody at your level can look at you and tell you, here's why I'm doing this, right? Because I believe in my people and I want to keep them safe. And it makes everything, all our other metrics go the right direction too. It's just pretty powerful.
Yeah, that is, no doubt about it. So there's this executive track, then there's clearly a whole bunch of practitioner stuff, right?
Yeah, so we have a lot of practitioner stuff. And we also have in the afternoon tracks on the other days, tracks where, you know, people who are professionals in the field, independent operators like yourself, where they'll have an opportunity to kind of differentiate and talk about their processes more deeply. So, you know, in the general session when we're talking to everybody, you know, that's one level of discussion. But the people who want to get one-on-one with you or another practitioner, that's that opportunity in that afternoon session. So, you know, it gives us the opportunity to have that general keynote discussion where we're all learning and thinking about and writing in our books. But then it also gives us that more one-on-one time. Hey, I want to dig deeper into that thing. I want to help create, you know, relationships that might be meaningful for me later on. So that's that opportunity for everybody in the afternoon.
And that first day, that really is for anybody who's thinking about moving towards this kind of new notion of reliability. And you'll have multiple tracks there for kind of introduction and different fundamentals, or what do you got planned for that clan?
Well, the first day will be even more practical. So it will be more of the nuts and bolts of the beginning of the processes. So same thing with in the root cause field, you know, what are the basics thereof, you know, how to do it successfully. And then for human performance, you know, because we have a lot of people in some of these industries where they're not in human performance that long. They might be in human performance 2 or 3 years, and then, you know, they're seen as a high profile person and they get taken out. So they have turnover there. So this is one of those opportunities to really get the cutting edge kind of instruction from people who are out there working with companies that are successful. So even if INPO or DOE or any other publication that you might be able to get a hold of, that publication is 5 years old, even if it were brand new, the concepts are, right? So this is the opportunity to learn what is going on right now. So even though we might be talking, you know, at a fundamental or mid-level cognitive level, it's still new, it's fresh, and it's something that's actually working. So that's one of those advantages.
Are you guys playing with the idea of updating those public? Because the DOE stuff has got to be 10 years old.
Yes.
I mean, at least I was a part of that. And I'm sure nobody's on the hook to update that.
No, I don't think so.
Is that something that HPRCT would think about doing, is updating and creating new resources?
Well, as we expand where we're going, you know, this year we'll offer that first aid course. We'll offer a human performance certification, right? So this basic thing, you know, you walk away with the HPRCT, you know, certification 101 course. As we move forward, we'll start offering, you know, 201 also. And then, you know, our just culture, our high level concepts usually happen in the afternoon in a smaller setting. As we expand beyond our traditional people that we have and get into more medical, aviation, manufacturing, oil and gas, those type things, I think this is a natural area to help this become a more known profession and a real practitioner, is that we are building out a certification process that would be more in total than just a 101 or a 201 course. And that would have to have, right, what are the definitions, what are the, you know, so that book of knowledge we are creating now. We want to get all the viewpoints, so we don't want to be too fast on the trigger with that one.
Careful or thoughtful or.
Yeah, we want to be careful and thoughtful. And then also, you know, one of the things, I mean, you or anybody might be listening, is we're looking for a possibility. Where do we get this connected with academia? Because in the long run, you know, the sciences that this touches and the method and the management philosophies that are in this, I get it that if you're already in the field, you probably need to go to this certification to get certified. But how do we back that up into, you know, either a master's program or what? Because I think long term, that's where this needs to live and be.
Are you really trying pretty hard to rejuvenate this? Not that the group's bad. I don't mean to say that HPRCT is bad, but to sort of pump some different type of energy into the meeting?
Well, we definitely have a board that has a tremendous amount of energy that we are going new places and we're going a whole lot faster. So I think with the expansions that we're trying to get, not that, you know, like you're saying that rejuvenate's not the right words, but the understanding that this is a new and evolving concept, a new and evolving science, a new and evolving integrated thought process, that somebody outside of this realm who does, you know, why aren't we reaching out and understanding and touching points with HRO?
Yeah.
And why don't we, look more, you know, understand, not that we have to follow, you know, the hard science of human factors. And, you know, those are the things that we have to continuously trying to be learning and reaching out to. And we're making a strong effort to do that this year. So
wouldn't you say that the mission has changed and that the HPRCT, you've got to think of a new name, the HPRCT has to expand to the changing mission? Because when it started, it was a pretty finite group of people that mostly worked in the nuke reliability, nuke assurance side of the house. You know, a strong dependence on formality of ops, strong dependence on formality of engineering, you know, really process-driven work that needed to happen the same way, exactly the same time, exactly the same place. And that's all kind of changing, like as medical comes in or as in oil and gas, which is really super adaptive work, or utilities, which are much different than a nuke power station. It needs to sort of catch up with the audience, or maybe the audience is pushing the organization.
And I think because there is now appetite in that greater audience, that's why we need to get out there and serve and learn with those guys. So, you know, as you said, there are concepts and methods for implementation that, you know, the nuclear industry or IMPO uses or has espoused that people in a highly competitive environment of manufacturing, let's say, would say, man, I can't even hear what you're saying because I look how much resources that would take and I just don't have it. So, you know, we have and are denuclifying those things that it be more applicable outside of, you know, government DOE nuclear facilities. So, you know,
and there's more industries involved now. Yeah.
Right. You know, I work in a deregulated market. So, I mean, we're highly competitive. You know, we got to be or we're going to die. That's one of the reasons this is a compelling story. So, you know, in some ways, I give a lot of kudos to how much time and energy was put into this when they didn't have necessarily this type of burning platform.
Right.
But now as we look forward, I think we can accelerate from the great work that's been laid down, you know, previously.
That's really I think that sounds cool, actually. So are there cool people coming? Is it going to be fun? That's the big question.
Well, I can guarantee the fun part. All right. So yeah, I went up there and scouted out. If you haven't been there or been there much, it's pretty cool. A lot to do, beautiful area. So we got that part covered.
What are the dates?
June 13 through 16. So June 13 through 16.
So it's right before the ASSE, because that's the 18th through the 21st or something like that. That's good. You can compare and contrast the difference between Colorado Springs and Atlanta if you want to. And there are many differences.
And believe me, I've been to both, and you need to put your money on Colorado Springs. Pretty cool stuff. So, you know, we're expecting world famous Todd Conklin to be there. Rob Fisher, Tony Michaud will be there with us. So, you know, those guys are leaders, you know. So Ray Gonzalez, planning on being with us. We have a lot of people that it's hard to get them into one spot. And one of the valuable things that we always try to do is get those leaders up on a panel with some of the industry leaders, as in not just a practitioner, but a director or a VP or something, to have a panel discussion. Because, you know, when we ask about the difficulties maybe of implementation, you know, you as out there as a provider have one viewpoint and one answer. But one of the questions that is always going to be asked, I think in some ways you've already asked it earlier in a discussion, was how do you get top leaders motivated, understanding, involved, totally on board? Well, I mean, that's an internal question, and it's great to hear it from people from the outside who've been successful, but then also to hear it from a VP who says, well, here's how it works for me, and here's how I would approach, you know, other people in the VP or CEO level discussion. So there's a lot of value in having all those people together. So what we try to do is provide an environment that has benefit for everybody. So, you know, how can we get, you know, top level speakers and inputters and people who, you know, have a high level of demand to come and be with us, because they see it as value because the other thought leaders are also with them, right? And like I've said about this community, everybody has an interest in not only just helping other people, but actually learning. And as we go on this journey, right? I hope that we never say, well, I guess we got that figured out, because there's always something else that we can get better at. You know, just as leaders should never say, hey, well, I've done my part. I provided everything they needed. You know, anything goes wrong after 12 o'clock tomorrow night, it's their deal. So I think we can never say that we understand it well enough.
I think you're right on target, man. And the idea that there's multiple tracks, I think, is really attractive. The idea that there's an intro track so people can come in, even if they have experience, they can come in and look at other sort of examples of foundations or fundamentals is cool. The executive track, I think, is really cool, because that's where I think, quite honestly, between you and I, Charles, that's where I think we've been the weakest, is in providing support to executives and providing training opportunities, peer opportunities. We haven't done a good job there. I don't think we knew to do that. Now we know more. And then I like the idea of allowing the practitioners to sort of show and tell. And then, I mean, it's always a good thing when you know you're going to leave with material you can use next week, you know, the
right
slides that you can, you know, change logos on and go with. That's always meaningful. I always think that's a plus. So that sounds fun.
All I can say is to try to get in early. I think that hotel that we have the conference in, it's actually a resort. I shouldn't say hotel. It's a resort. It's got the link right there on the HBRCT, on the HBRCT website, hbrct.org. It's right there. Take you to it. You'll see the pictures. You'll be amazed. But, you know, not that we're going to tell you that you can't come, but you'll have to stay somewhere else in beautiful Colorado Springs if you're not in the first 300 or so.
Sounds good, man. So I consider yourself invited, yeah? You're inviting everybody.
Come one, come all.
The more, the merrier. That's good. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization. I mean, we're solely focused on the purpose of how do we make this better? Because just like leaders should ask that question every time something goes wrong, you know, what is about the way we are, what is about the way I am, is that we have to not be satisfied with where we are either.
And there's so much new stuff to talk about, because the best thing about all this new view stuff is it's constantly evolving. It's constantly getting better, smarter. We're way smarter now than we were even 5 years ago, and certainly smarter than we were 20 years ago. So it's good to know. It'll be fun.
I like what you said about the continuous learning building, because not only are there other things that are emerging that we can now connect to, and other people who now are leaders that we can now connect to, but there are concepts that 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that we didn't have the capacity to internalize.
Yeah.
You know, now that we've come this far, it now gives us a greater ability to internalize other truths that are out there that are challenging.
Okay, so that's a big discussion. I hope you enjoyed it. It's all about this HPRCT meeting in June. And I thought it warranted its own section, certainly its own podcast, because I think lots of you are interested in getting together and seeing what everybody looks like and talking to people and getting a chance to meet people. And so why not, right? I mean, I thought it was good, and Charles did a great job describing it. And I think you have a pretty good idea what the conference is about, and they're really working hard to kind of pump some juice into this and change it up. So that's a problem, right? I mean, you can kind of get into the same crowd talking to each other about the same things, but this is a little bit different, and I think that difference is pretty helpful to us at a bunch of levels. So there you go. That's it. It's that simple. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. As always, you make this thing go. Without you, it is hideously boring. I'm just sitting on my couch talking to myself. But with you, it becomes quite a good conversation. If you have ideas for the podcast for this year, I'm always open. Send me an email and I'll gladly look into it. I'm pretty good at getting stuff done. If you want it, I try really hard to do it. As always, thanks for your feedback. Thanks for your rating. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Let's make the numbers really big. That's my goal this year, is to make it really, really big. Until then, as always, and I've said that about 50 times. I must be hooked on that. Do something fun every single day. Learn something new. That's really important. And for goodness sakes, be safe.
He'll just have to be disappointed.